This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
I have seen and dealt with this problem around the world, and I am convinced that there are very few, if any, communities that are immune from this problem.
Nicholas Sensley isn't talking about cancer or drugs or racism or global warming. His concern is modern-day human trafficking, something he's been working to combat in 17 years on the Santa Rosa Police Force and as the Chief Solutions Officer of his international consulting practice, Cross Sector Solutions. This crime takes a variety of forms, but an estimated 80% of trafficking involves the sexual exploitation of the victims, and a substantial number of them, Sensley says, are teenage runaways.
Statistics show that there is an 85% chance that the second time they run away, they will be sexually exploited, and by the third time, they will be under the control of a pimp, or as the law now refers to them, as a human trafficker. That's pretty atrocious, considering the magnitude of runaways here in this county and in every county, every city across our nation.
But the problem of human trafficking is so huge, it's a multi-billion dollar industry on the global scale, that even the non-sexual 20% is enormous. Most of that involves forced labor.
Here in Sonoma County, where we have such a huge agricultural environment and migratory workers, there is a tremendous opportunity in the forced labor aspect alone.
So even though it rarely makes headlines, Sensley says this is not just a problem elsewhere.
People tend to want to believe that it's going on somewhere else and that this is not the type of thing that we could tolerate here in the United States, or even more so in our own backyards here in, for instance, Sonoma County.
Education is the best tool for overcoming this sort of denial, Sensley says, and that's the primary aim of a community presentation tomorrow night at Congregation Shomrei Torah in Santa Rosa. Co-hosted by a list of law enforcement agencies and the Sonoma County Commissions on Human Rights and the Status of Women, the free event will feature a panel discussion following a screening of the new documentary Cargo, Innocence Lost. Filmmaker Michael Corey Davis says one thing he set out to do was break down some of the stereotypical assumptions about human trafficking.
This is not just an organized crime business. This is a mom-and-pop business. This is the individual who's just greedy and self-serving. This is the young girl who put all of her friends in a call girl ring in a high school. I believe it was in Oklahoma. So this basically is bigger than just an organized crime syndicate. You can commoditize anything in this society, and people will buy anything that they want for their own selfish purposes.
This is the second film that Davis has made on the subject. He hopes his documentary can help break through the complacency that allows these crimes to flourish outside of most Americans' awareness.
Human trafficking has been happening for a really long time. You know, I just think that the people in our country are so brainwashed and intentionally ignorant, comfortably numb, that we don't acknowledge the reality of what's happening in our neighborhoods until our own kids or our own neighborhoods are now being affected by it. And then we say, wait, let's do something.
Reservations are required for the event tomorrow. You can get them by emailing to nohumantraffic@sonoma-county.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.